American oil workers bound for the Middle East are immersed in Saudi culture before they leave Houston.
That would include certain phrases in Arabic that they may find useful.
Saudi Aramco executive Stephen Sawyer spent a decade in Saudi Arabia with his family.
It would include how to recognize various aspects of the culture over there. We should be, as Westerners, very sensitive to their culture. We are guests over there.
Mr. Sawyer says the main culture shock for Americans on their first assignment in the Middle East comes from religious differences.
All the culture really focuses on Islam. But that's not to say that this assimilation and acceptance can't be made. It often is. And I think for most Americans, when they go over there, they see this manifested. They see the culture. They see the way of life of their Muslim hosts, and they respect that.
Since oil workers may spend years overseas, many move with their families, so spouses are invited to the orientations. In her sessions, Aramco instructor Patcha Chackley always starts with a map of where they'll be living.
This is a map of one of our communities. We have four, but this is Dahran. It is the original community. It is the largest one. It has 10,000 people living in it, and it's about 10 square miles. So it's like living in a small American little village.
Marianne Millay, a relocation supervisor for Aramco Services, says the workshops try to prepare the new employees and their families for anything they might encounter.
They see films. We have a couple of films on culture shock and cultural adjustment. Then we go into a little bit about the religion, the differences from Christianity to Islam, and how that affects daily life outside the communities as well as inside the communities.
When Jim Scarlett and his family arrived in an Aramco community or camp in Saudi Arabia in 1990, one of those differences was immediately obvious.
Women could drive around camp but could not drive off camp. So my wife had a car, and then we had a vehicle to drive into town or off on adventures or wherever we'd ever want to go.
In addition to getting acquainted with Saudi culture, the orientation is an opportunity for applicants to learn some of the details of their upcoming assignment.
I'm guessing I'm not going to be on the rig itself.
Yeah, you're not, but you'll be just visiting.
I think the plan is actually I control the rig from the office.
Yes.
Although English is the official language of Saudi Aramco and the other oil companies, knowing a bit of Arabic in the Middle East is very helpful. Relocation supervisor Marianne Millay says employees come out of the orientation with a basic vocabulary.
This is a little booklet. It's called Welcome to Saudi Arabia. It's actually put together here at our company. And we provide a lot of written material for the people that come in through our orientation program. And this is a booklet that just introduces them to the Arabic language, the alphabet, some of the numbers, the sounds, and some of the key words that you might want to use when you step off the airplane, like, you know, hello and thank you and that type of thing, please. Those are always good phrases to know when you go to any country.
Those who sign up to work in Saudi Arabia tend to be interested in world travel and often end up staying overseas much longer than they originally planned. The average tour of duty for Aramco workers is around 11 years. The training they receive from the culture experts in Houston serves as a useful springboard for their international experience. I'm Ed Mayberry in Houston.